There are other kinds of patterns that we match also in the laboratory. Firearms is a good example of that, and I can show you an example of how that works. This is a model of a bullet. When a bullet is fired down the barrel of a firearm, it's designed to come into close contact with the sides of the barrel of that firearm. And the barrel itself has grooves cut in it which spiral down that barrel in order to give a motion to the bullet so that it's stable in flight.
This is what causes the bullet to spin.
That's exactly right. It causes the bullet to spin. It's gyroscopic stability. The number of those grooves and the width of those grooves is a trademark, if you will, of various manufacturers, so that if we find a bullet that has, say, 5 Lansing grooves on it, we know that there are a certain number of manufacturers who cut 5 grooves in their barrels. So that gives us one level of identity. If we take it down to the next level, like we did with the shoe print, if we take it down to the next level and we look at very small microscopic scratches that are on the surface of the bullet, these are there as a result of slight imperfections that are in the barrel of that firearm, and those imperfections, because they are accidental, give that barrel a unique identity so that we can actually match that pattern back and conclude that a particular bullet was fired from a particular firearm.
So when they do that on television, that's for real science.
That's real science. Yes, it is. And pattern matching occurs in a number of other places. When we go to a crime scene and we see blood thrown all over the crime scene, the fact that it's there is important, but how it gets there is equally important. And the pattern that it produces can be analyzed to determine something about the events that took place there. We match cloth impressions. We can take a piece of torn cloth and we can match it back to a piece of cloth from which something has been torn to determine whether or not that piece of cloth came from that larger item. All of this is pattern matching, but what you need to remember is that whenever you approach a crime scene or any kind of scene, you need to have an organized, systematic approach. You need to be well thought out, you need to use some kind of method, you need to use careful observation, and you need to apply what you already know, that database that you already have in your own brain, to that scene in order to come to a conclusion. And if you do that, you'll be able to solve this mystery very easily.
And that's called scientific method.
You've got mail.
You got Sherlock. Come on, good buddy.